Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt. It's going to be on and popping on Saturday, October the 5th in the poor man's blue lot, 1188 Pineview Drive, Morgantown, West Virginia. We're going to have pepperoni rolls and pizza from the pizza place, Swill Dog, the red carpet, and of course the RVK Step and Repeat. So come get your pictures, put your hashtags, and come get your swag courtesy of the Book Exchange. The RVK is going to be in the building. We hope you guys are too.
Thanks to reality shows. Can't wait today to supermodel. Can't wait to sue my dad. Can't wait to wreck a Ferrari. On my way to rehab.
When you're a celebrity, it's audio's reality. People think you're cool just because you're on TV. I skipped a bunch of stuff being a celebrity.
Shout out to Brad Paisley, West Virginia native hit maker. This is the Raspy Voice Kids. I'm Brandon Phoenix.
I am J.N. Phoenix in the building.
Some of y'all call me I Also Hate Pitt. That's okay. I like to be known that way. Today, we're doing pop culture.
Pop. Because the weasel goes pop. Let's get into it.
We're easing into the water today. Very slowly. Today's pop culture, celebrity relationships. Do you care? Should you care? Why
do people care? That's the way I feel, Brandon. Outside looking in, it's one of them things where I'm like, who cares? Who cares? It's not our business. Look, they live lives and people like blow things up way out of proportion for no reason other than they're famous. But the truth is, times when I'm by myself and I'm bored and I'm watching TV, you might catch me watching TMZ. I'm being for real.
Definitely care about celebrity relationships. It's the same reason we care about anything else that has to do with celebrities. Same reason why their endorsements matter. The same reason why they're on advertisements, commercials, doing all the other things they do. Because they have been identified as uniquely talented, uniquely beautiful, uniquely gifted in some way, shape, or fashion. And so then people are interested in what they do. And also, we're always interested in people we know. People like to say that people are nosy when they want to know about their...
But real quick, how many people were watching the royal wedding? Let's be for real.
I watched the royal wedding.
You know what? The funny thing is, like I said, sometimes I mean,
They're celebrities for a completely different reason than they're talented. They're royalty.
But still, they're celebrities.
Literally the world's largest welfare case.
Wow.
Never thought about that.
I never thought about that.
The world's largest welfare case resides in the United Kingdom.
But here's the thing. How many people tuned in and couldn't miss and took days off works and recorded? It's a wedding.
No, it's not a wedding. You clearly did not watch it if you think it's just a wedding.
It's Cinderella in real life. Go rent Cinderella. Cinderelli.
Except for it's real life, like you said. People love reality TV, and here it is. You get to see the... It used to be back in the day. People forget this. This is not a new phenomenon. America's royalty, America's version of royalty is celebrity. You forget about Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach.
No, that was the juice.
That was the juice. That was back before you had TMZ. You had to be invited in.
But at least you got to see their house and the cars that were super expensive that you couldn't get. I'm talking about, why do I care? Okay. So the royal wedding was a little different because you got to see these super expensive, over the top.
You got to see these centuries-old
traditions.
Centuries-old traditions. And then not to mention Meghan Markle being the first American and then the first black woman in the royalty. I mean, all of that is historical. On top of the tradition, on top of the pageantry, on top of the celebrity, on top of the wealth. There's so many different things that are just cool about that. And the reason I say it's cool.
I didn't mean to step on your toes. You must really
but
like
the
it.
Reason I say it's cool
Dive
is because
in.
How often do you see it? That's the thing about celebrity. How often do you see it? That's why I think people are interested, because you don't see it that often.
But
people will often say, I want to see regular people on TV. Do you know why I don't want to see regular people on TV, Jeremy?
Because you see it in Walmart every day?
I see regular people all day, every day. Everywhere I go, I see regular people.
Yeah,
everywhere I go, there are normal people.
Do you know the normal TV that I like watching is?
What?
Bad boys.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you? Let me just say, if you watch the making of that, they said over and over again, every meeting they were in, they were like, this is a perfect show. This is a great show. Change the opening song. And every time they were like, okay, we will. And every time they came back, they left the same song. And you know what they did? They created a dynasty. That music, nobody on the history of the planet.
Nobody gonna get in your way.
The reggae.
Please, no, get in your way.
Hey. It's so great. But continue. I don't even know where I cut you all off. Jordan, you're about to say something.
I'm agreeing with you that regular people, it's fun to watch because these people are insane. And it's not something that I get to see every day, mainly because I'm not out as much as you guys, and I'm not as old as you guys, so I haven't had these experiences as much. But I love watching TLC, because you see the craziest people on there that are either, one, looking for attention, or two, need serious help and not a television program to try to help them
and
out.
And not Jordan laughing at them like
I'm not
he does.
Laughing at them, I'm pointing them TLC. Out.
Laughing at people addicted to eating toilet paper.
Okay, you guys are turning this back on me. Yes. You guys were talking about celebrities.
Jordan must be new to the show. This is what we always do.
It's been a while. I've enjoyed not being ridiculed for a while.
All in good fun. And
I know.
We love you, Jordan.
And we ain't talking about chasing waterfalls. We're talking about the TV show. TV network.
The Learning Channel.
But since we're talking about celebrities.
Isn't that what TLC stands for? The Learning Channel?
The Learning Channel, yeah. I saw something in Walmart, of all places, yesterday, and it just boggled my mind why they have this. One, because this person is dead, and two, why are you bringing it up other than just to sell magazines? Someone had brought up a secret love affair between President John F. Kennedy and some other woman. I know this is old news, but why bring it up?
Do you know why you bring it up? Because his name is Kennedy.
Because he is the Kennedy.
You're talking about royalty. Royalty in America. When you talk about the Kennedys, that's royalty in America.
I understand that, but he's dead. A lot of them are dead.
Yeah, but people, I mean, it's a combination. People like history. It's the presidency. It's celebrity. And
is it true?
And it's scandal. Well, true is very, very unimportant.
It's very
unimportant when we get to this point in the conversation, Jordan. I just mentioned the important parts. True is very, very, very deep on that list.
Did you pick it up?
No, of course not. I don't buy magazines. I read.
You picked
all my
up
stuff
enough
on
of it,
Twitter.
Evidently.
Yeah, I saw the headline and I was like, huh. That makes me mad, and I walked on with the towels and bath mats that I had bought.
And his air of superiority.
You didn't millennial Snapchat it to all your friends saying, this is dumb.
No, I did not, actually. I Snapchat funny
things. Is Jordan's a millennial, right?
I'm like right on the barrier of Gen Z and millennial, yeah.
Which would you rather be?
I'm more on the mentality of millennials. Like, I have more friends that are older than me than I have friends that are younger than me.
What am I?
We're Generation X. Right?
I think you guys are millennials, like, but in the farther part of, yeah.
Okay.
I'd have to double check. You guys are like on the
every time I hear millennials, I'm sorry, just it's here and I like it. Will Smith pops in my head.
Oh, I was like, what?
Can I just say this real quick? I know I'm jumping around. 1999, Y2K, everything was supposed to crash. I remember I was super sick. I had a fever. I think you, Mom and Dad and Mike all went to the Woods house to watch the ball drop. well, not to watch a ball drop, to, you know, everybody has a night off, so they just enjoy the night. I was home by myself, and I remember having a cover over me. It's like the Wonder Years. I had a cover over me, watching the old tube, laying down, and I just thought to myself, what happens if at midnight everything just goes black? Can't call nobody, can't. You know, I probably run over the miles.
inside joke yeah. Alert.
But yeah, anyway.
All right, that has nothing to do with celebrities or scandal, but that is a good little anecdote.
No,
good little memory. I'm just saying.
So, do you care about celebrity couples? Do you pay attention to, you know, these scandals that are going on? I saw the newest one saying Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs is dating his son's ex.
Allegedly.
Weird, 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 weird.
Steve Harvey's stepdaughter.
And that's what sparked the conversation. Why do we care? Why do we care about this stuff? But we do. So let us know. Do you care about celebrity romances?
Rat me boys!
You want the dopest gear out? You want to look fresh while rocking the Mountaineer brands? The best thing to do is go to BookExchangeWV.com. That's where you get the flyest apparel. The Book Exchange is going to hook you up for listening to the RVK. Use code RASPYVOICE, Raspy Voice. Code Raspy Voice when you go to BookExchangeWV.com to get the flyest Mountaineer gear and souvenirs. The Raspy Voice Kids are brought to you by Swill Dog Hard Cider, the finest hard cider in all of the world, made right there in Franklin, West Virginia. They are encouraging you to get Swill. Responsibly, of course. We also want to give a big shout, a big thank you to our partner and sponsor, Astor Auto of Charleston. The man with the plan is Mr. Jamie Spears. When you want to ride in elegance, luxury, and style, they're the ones to see. They'll treat you right, and you'll be driving better. Make sure you tell them that the RVK sent you. Raspy Woman Wednesday has come and gone, but our winner for this week is Rachel Hatfield. Congratulations to Rachel Hatfield, nominated by number two mama Cynthia CJ Johnson. She gets her prize pack. That is a gift card from the Book Exchange and a bumper sticker from the Raspy Voice Kids. Congratulations, Rachel. Hope you guys submit your Raspy Woman Wednesday submissions, I guess, whatever you want to call them, nominees, and they have a chance then to win a prize pack, and we hope that you do that soon. The NC State Review. It's your boy Brandon Phoenix, aka I Also Hate Pitt.
JM Theme representing that. Oh!
You're representing the Wolfpack?
No, I'm not. But I'm trolling them. That's what it's
called. Oh, I was going to say, because you said representing that Wolfpack. You're doing the song.
The Wolfpack is back, cause of mass destruction.
I know we love Gibby. I know we love Gibby, but I was
the Wolfpack is back playing in nobody.
I was worried about North Carolina State because they had not given up a touchdown all season.
Me too.
And we couldn't score touchdowns all season. And I had nothing to be worried about. It turns out we had nothing to worry about. Do you know my favorite part of the game was Saturday, Jeremy?
Which one?
Second half adjustments.
Absolutely. The first half, you end 21-21. Defense played decent, not great. Obviously, we give up 21 points and a half. It's not great. The adjustments made in the second half. Just watch.
23-6, no touchdowns given up in the second half yet this year. Vic Koning doing major things in Morgantown already. But the best coach, my favorite coach, as far as the game was concerned, was the offensive staff, the offensive coordinator, Neil Brown, called a gem of a game.
You watched it because against Missouri, the pressures, the offensive line not holding up, we had new starters, we hit a bunch of quick hitters, screens, which, you know, negate
tunnel screens.
It negates that push from the defensive line
and the
over aggression.
Yes.
They kept hitting that. Watch the game. If you watch the game, the first few drives were just silky smooth right down the field. A thing of beauty. I remember looking over at Brandon saying, this is what coaching adjusting to what's going on is.
And to what you have.
And we hadn't seen that in the years past.
No. It seemed like before we have a game plan, and then that was that. And if it was a good game plan, we won. If it was a game plan that the other team had figured out, we didn't. This time, the adjustments were made, and they were team wide, I should say. I was going to say even offensive, but they weren't just offensive.
No, even even defensively, if you looked at the defensive line, they love rotating defensive line. I feel like they stuck with a couple more of their key players for longer because they realized they were more effective, especially across the defensive line.
Dante Stills played 61 snaps.
That's what I'm talking about. Dante and Darius doing their things.
And they talked before, you got to remember Jordan, too. Jordan Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, man. That kid's played ball. I will say.
You saw he's going to be a starter for this next.
Dante and Darius. 3 games, 3 sacks, doing their thing. Right now, me and you, I also hate Pitt. You got to pick one, and I'll pick one. Which one you taking to have more sacks at the end of the year?
Who's going to end up with more? Dante, I think, because Darius is not starting next week, according to the depth chart.
All right. You take Dante, I'll take Darius. Both them guys are making impacts.
Both those guys are NFL talent.
Absolutely, and we love it. But it's not just them. Like, the whole defense, I like the play calling. Yes, our run defense. I'm not going to sit here and try to front like our run defense is good.
It's not.
It's not even solid.
It's
but
okay, and it was better this week.
It's okay.
It's okay.
But I feel like our defensive coordinator is able to hide it. Or to, you know, they
well,
say
we can cover.
They say bend but don't break. You got to give up something at times. And right now they're giving up the rushing yards, but rushing yards don't beat you in one play.
And not only that, it can't be terrible because we still, like I said, haven't given up a touchdown in the second half. We didn't give up a touchdown in the second half of this game or the JMU game.
And offensively.
Yeah.
Offensively, man. Some of them call Sam James getting the ball outside.
Well, the biggest calls, I think, was getting the freshman involved. Winston Wright getting the go because of suspension.
Allie Jennings getting that touchdown.
King Ali, DeFi Genetics, shout to Roger Riggle. Had that man prepared. He's in there looking like a grown man already as a freshman.
But here's the one thing I want all Mountaineer Nation to know. And it's something that I failed to do after Missouri.
Which is?
Don't get too high.
Don't get too low.
Don't get too low.
I did not expect us
College
to
College football is about matchups.
I think the NFL is about matchups.
So next weekend.
I think college football is about horses.
Unless you have the horses. That's what I'm saying.
And I think we have more horses than Kansas.
I don't know. I haven't watched Kansas.
I have.
Kansas was able to beat Boston College.
They lost
to Coastal Carolina, which was kind of surprising.
Coastal Carolina's first Power 5 win ever.
But then the very next week, they bounce back and have a win.
And
so.
The weird thing about Kansas is. It's so hard to tell who or what they really are. You lose to Coastal Carolina 12-7.
Yeah.
And then the next week you come back as a 21-point dog at Boston College and you win 48-24.
Yeah, you just don't know. And
so it's hard to predict. It's obvious that Kansas was looking ahead, which sounds hilarious. But Kansas was looking ahead.
I love Colin Cowherd so much. He always says, just say it out loud.
Just say it out loud.
Take a second, and whatever you think about doing, just say it out loud.
Say it out loud.
Kansas was looking ahead.
But they had to have been, Jeremy. They lost 12-7. And then the next week, they win 48-24 at Boston College.
Yeah, no,
you're
right,
though.
When they
were 21-point dogs.
Yeah.
So we don't really know exactly what we're getting when we go into Lawrence, except for Puka Williams, and that rushing attack is no joke. So it's their strength versus our weakness. And we're going to have to see if the adjustments can be made. Still no Vandarius Cohen.
So where are you at? So where are you at with Austin Kendall?
I think Austin Kendall's progressing nicely. I think he's a good quarterback. He showed that mobility that they talked about this past week. He showed a willingness to run, which I liked.
My jury is still out on Austin Kendall.
What do you mean?
This is Jay and Fiend, Raspy Voice Kids. I want you to know who I am. I'm being for real. My jury's still out. Yeah. I don't think he's.
I guess I don't know what you're saying. Like,
I don't. I guess
he's
not
a finished product. This is his first year start playing quarterback.
But you're 4 games in. I don't know what
no,
I'm
you're
getting.
Three games in.
So there's some plays where he throws high. It's not just one or two plays. There's multiple plays where he has people open. He just misses them. Rollouts where guys are wide open. And then on the flip side, in the third quarter, he'll throw a pinpoint pass across the middle. Out like to score a touchdown for us to go up, like, and he shows his mobility. So for me, when I say I don't know how good he is, like, there's certain quarterback last year you just.
But I don't think anybody knows how good he is. I don't think you're saying anything profound or anything earth shattering.
But here's what fans have heard, say that he's great. I've heard fans say we need a new quarterback, and I've heard other fans say right after this game, 27-41, whatever he was, 4 touchdowns. Oh, we need a new quarterback. I've heard that. And I guess fans are going to be fans, but yeah, the way I feel is the jury's still out. I don't know.
I think everybody knows the jury. I think he shows flashes. There were people, you're right, who said we need to see a new quarterback. We need Trey Lowe. There are people who said that, right? That said, I think there's more people who say that than there are people who say that he's the man. I don't think you have anybody pretending like he's Will Grier. I don't think you have anybody pretending like he's Major Harris or Pat White. Somebody put, this was funny. I saw Jared Varner, shout out to JV. Somebody put Pat White or Austin Kendall, but they weren't comparing the two. They were saying Austin Kendall taking off looked like Pat White, making a joke. And JV was like, Pat White is not even close. but it wasn't a person actually saying that he's that good. I don't think anybody knows how good Austin Kendall is yet. I don't think the coaching staff knows how good Austin Kendall is yet because he started three games in his entire career.
Okay. No, I'm just asking a question.
But three games in his entire career, I think the jury should still be out.
I've seen things that I'm like, I think he's still built. I think you see that pass?
I think he's shown flashes. I don't think he's shown anything where he's terrible. I think he's a serviceable quarterback. I think we know for a fact he's a serviceable quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the
better question you asked me,
the basement has been established.
I think the basement has been established.
No matter what, he's not a bad quarterback.
He's not a bad quarterback.
He's a serviceable quarterback.
You asked the question, would you take Skylar Don Howard?
Well, that was between me and you.
I thought you want to talk about it on the show.
That was between me and you and didn't know.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good question because Skylar was a winner.
Here's the thing.
Skylar was smart, got us into the right place.
I think it's a good question, but it's not a question to be asked this week.
It's worth it because Skylar proved himself. He won 10 games.
It's not a question to be asked this week. Give it 4 weeks, and then we can have this discussion.
All right. I think that's fair.
Because I feel like he's going to be around that. Skylar put up ridiculous stats, really good stats.
He did.
He wasn't the elite of the elite like we felt.
He was not.
So I feel like this is going to be a good comparison.
And Skylar also had mature weapons around him.
But I think this
and NFL talent around him.
This is the kind of thing where I feel like we need to wait a few weeks before we can really dive in. Or do you feel like we can do it now?
No, I think you're right. I think that we beat Kansas. I think this team has established its identity. I think we know who this team is going to be. I think this team understands who it needs to be to win games. JMU was a start-out game, a feel-out game, learn where you're going game. The offensive line talked about their meetings, calling each other out, being honest about what needed to be done, and you saw a completely different physical group come out, including losing two starters, doing that despite losing two starters. And we get Mike Brown back, which means you have another rotation. Possibly Sills back. We're still waiting to see for sure if he's going to be back at this point anyway. I think that Sinkfield got some more time, which was nice, to spell Kennedy. We did not see Pettaway.
By the way, I feel like we need to come up with like a touchdown dance of the year. I need a good touchdown dance. I want a dope touchdown dance.
We haven't had one yet.
And we're going to give away
best touchdown dance.
RVK best touchdown dance of the year. That's what I want. I want to see.
What are we going to give away?
High five to Ed.
I was like, you throwing money around, son.
I'll even wash my hands.
No, so I think, do you think we beat Kansas?
I would be disappointed if we didn't.
Do you think we beat Kansas?
Think so.
Do you have a score prediction?
Absolutely not.
I'm going 40. No. I'm going 37-31 West Virginia.
You know what? I think that's a good score. I don't think we're going to give up 31 points. I think we'll be more solid against the run.
We are going to be more solid against the run?
Well, kind of like we were last game.
Because I think Kansas is a better running team than North Carolina State.
They might be.
And Puka Williams is nice. Puka Williams could argue that he's the best running back.
Yeah, but you're talking about the running back. You haven't looked at the offensive line. You have no clue what their offensive line did. All I know is they only scored 7 points against Coastal Carolina. I know last time I said this, I said Wyoming beat Missouri.
Yes.
And pointed to why we would win.
We've already discussed why Kansas lost to Coastal Carolina.
Yeah. So I think that that's close. I think that's close. I think it's going to be more of a 34-24 game.
It would be nice. All I know is seasons like this make me more grateful for wins.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't care what the score is at the end of the day. I'm not looking for beauty pageant points. I'm looking for wins. And so that's what we're looking for when we come out of Lawrence, a win.
Rack me, boys!
Hey, this is Brandon from the Raspy Voice Kids. We are now teamed up with SeatGeek. SeatGeek, the place to go and get your tickets for any live event that you want to be a part of, especially if you're a sports fan. Use code Raspy Voice, RASPYVOICE, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Code Raspy Voice at SeatGeek. Download the app. Get to saving now. Want to give a big shout out to Astorg Auto, the leader in luxury automobiles and in service in the entire state of West Virginia. Jamie Spears, the man with the plan down there at Astorg Auto of Charleston. When you get there, tell them the Raspy Voice Kids sent you. The Raspy Voice Kids are brought to you in part by the Pizza Place in Morgantown. They have the official pepperoni roll of the Raspy Voice Kids. They are located at 3011 North Point Plaza in Morgantown, West Virginia. If you are in town near the Mile Ground, you got to get to the pizza place. It is the greatest pizza you will ever taste. I don't care what anybody says. Shout out to our boys, Mike and Luca. It's that time again. Why we hate Kansas. Rock, chalk, hey, Hawks. You guys cheat in basketball. You stink in football. You lost to Coastal Carolina 12-7. Their first Power 5 win ever. And it came at the hands of the Kansas Payhawks. You guys are pathetic. You should be embarrassed. And we should not even be talking about you. But we have to. Because for some reason, you're still in the Big 12. You've not been relegated. If this was the Premier League, you would have been a long time ago. Like Jeremy said before, you guys don't even have the real Jayhawk for your football team. Baby Jay, that's what you get. You know why? You're whack. And Les Miles is not fixing it. Just because you got some dude who eats grass doesn't mean you're going to suddenly be able to play on it come Saturday. And come Saturday is going to be a whipping.
Uh-oh.
A tail whipping. An embarrassing. We are going to put it on you because you're nothing. You never have been. You never will be. I'm sorry, Jeremy. That's not true. They used to be good back when they had Mark Mangino. Do you know how long ago it was that they had Mark Mangino? Do you know how terrible you have to be as a program when your highlight, when your glory years, when your claim to fame is the Mark Mangino era?
Mark Mangino.
That's what you have, but you have it no more. It's gone. And you're left with the Mad Hatter, a washed up fool who got pushed out of Louisiana, Baton Rouge. And he's not going to be able to do what you want him to do. It's over before it even begins. West Virginia by a million.
By a million. Strong words from I Also Hate Pitt, Mr. Beefing himself. He took all my points, but you know what? It's worth reiterating. Coastal Carolina? The year, right when you think that you're doing something well, right when you get a big win over Boston College, right when you think you have the program turned around, you lose to Coastal Carolina? Do they even play football? Be honest, Kansas. Did you even know they existed before you played them? I'm going to have to hit you with the, come on, man. Les Miles comes through. I'm so tired of you guys picking up washed up old coaches. come on now. Les Miles, what did he do at LSU? Oh, you saw he can't produce on offense. You can say what you did against Boston College. All I know is that you put up 7 points. Again, I hate to be beating a dead horse, but
uno, dos, Coastal, tres, cuatro, cinco,
Coastal
seis,
Carolina. Cinco. And then, it's not just them, Indiana State. You only beat Indiana State by 7 points. The Sycamores, their nickname are the Sycamores. What, was Larry Bird playing quarterback? Did Larry Bird come out and play receiver? Only way I would give you credit is if Larry Bird was playing every single position. But no, he wasn't. He wasn't there. And you won by 7 points. Come on, man. In the last three games, you haven't won more than three games in the past 9 years. 9 years. You have not had more than three wins. Let that sink in.
Come on, man.
You have 18 wins total, Brandon. 18 total wins in the past 9 years. You do the math. We ain't talking about basketball. Football. In the last 8 years, do you know where you finished in the Big 12 Conference? 7 out of the last 8 years, you finished dead last. Why are we even talking about football? Why do you even show up on the field?
Why?
Why do you lace him up?
Why?
Why do you put the helmet on?
Why?
Why do you have Baby J? Because we know, like we said, Baby J is a football mascot because Big J is the basketball mascot. Why do you even have Baby J? Like, it's ridiculous. You need to become, I don't know, I was going to say UConn. What are Villanova?
What 1AA football.
One of them schools that doesn't even have football. You're embarrassing. You're ridiculous. And we're going to come in and spank you on Saturday like we always do. Get another W. And you can just say, hey, hopefully in basketball. But even then, Oscar Tshiebwe is coming through, and so are our boys. I don't care. Get ready. Neil Brown, new era, same old thing when it comes to Kansas.
Rack me, boys!
We love our man Jim Ashley, the quintessential businessman and international world traveler. Jim Ashley, we thank you for being a sponsor and partner with the show. We love having you on. Can't wait till you're here again. Big shout to Shrinkables! Shrinkables, supporting the RVK partnership since day one. Welcome back to another RVK Golden Blue interview. Today, we have the pride of Peterstown High, a West Virginia quarterback, all-time great, Dr. Chad Johnston.
Mr. I never lost a pit my whole time in the Golden Blue.
I know. You know what? I'm one of the. I think I'm the only class of West Virginia history that's ever lost to Pittsburgh.
Well, you are the greatest class. Just like they have the greatest generation, we got the greatest class. It's been solidified.
That's exactly right. There you go.
Sweet Caroline.
But this is a family. A family show. So we'll
family
just leave. We'll let
you
people.
You know what? They play that. I help coach football at Blacksburg High School. They play that every halftime. Blacksburg High School, so you know I'll be representing. You just got to find me on the field where I'm at. You'll see that I'm singing the correct lyrics to that song.
Yes, I know it. Now, you're the quarterback's coach down there, correct?
Yes. I help coach quarterbacks. I've done a little bit. I've coached quarterbacks. I've been the offensive coordinator, but, you know, both my boys have graduated now, so I'm still helping out, but not quite as intently as I have in the past.
I mean, tell me, you know how it goes. Pitt and West Virginia, you go back and forth. They mouth back and forth. Your whole time being there, you beat them four straight times. You shut them out two times. Two out of the 4 years you were there, which you have to go back to the 1940s before you have two shutouts in a row. Like, what was that like? Like, just beating them every year and seeing them on the field like, yeah, we own you. What was that like in the Golden Blue?
Well, you know, it was one of those times we just had running really good players, and they were kind of on a downswing. But our defense was outstanding there for two or three years. I mean, that's back when the zone blitz was fairly new process going on, and Coach Dunlap was in the Pittsburgh Steelers facility quite a bit. He had a connection up there. And so, you think about who we had on that side of the ball back then. That whole defensive backfield went to the NFL, and then some of those guys stayed for a very long time. And then you had Canute Curtis and Bernard Russ and John Thornton and all those guys up front, John Browning. I mean, that's a pretty talented bunch of guys on that side of football.
You started pretty early in your career too, man. Like, it wasn't junior, senior year. You took over, sophomore year?
Yeah.
What was that like? I mean, I imagine skinnier kid, 20, 19, 20. What were the feelings your first start?
Well, I don't know if you recall that time or not, but I kind of went back and forth with this guy who transferred from Michigan, a guy named Eric Boykin, and who's a great guy. We've become friends. We were friends during that time, even though we were both competing for the same spot. But it was, I was a skinny kid from Peterstown, West Virginia. I told people my first start, we played in Nebraska. I was 6'1" or 6'2", and I weighed about 187 pounds. I was playing the eventual national champion my first start. So it was it was a big wake-up call for me, but
Who was your first start?
Against Nebraska in the kickoff.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't have to talk about that. We didn't have to talk about that.
You know what? At the end of the season, that ended up being one of their closest games, so it wasn't all that bad.
No, it was the refs. Like, if the refs hadn't made 87 bad calls.
Yeah, the refs, we got cheated, right?
87 exactly bad calls.
It's us and the Saints. We're the ones that get screwed by the refs, right?
Amen. Hey, now, we know that you're into a lot of things, and you're a very busy guy with your own, with your practices, in dermatology, coaching, raising a family. How much time do you get to spend watching the West Virginia Mountaineers nowadays?
I watched most of the game the other day. I watched all the opening game. I watched part of the Missouri game. You know, I'm a typical West Virginia fan. If things are going great, I'm going to sit and watch the whole thing. If it's going bad, I'll change the channel. But I happen to be in New York City. My younger boy's playing football at Lackawanna Junior College. So they had a game streaming this past weekend at the same time that West Virginia was playing. So, I watched a little bit of both. So, but I watch them every chance I get. If I'm doing something, I will record it and watch it later unless we lose. And then I don't watch it. I just delete it.
Well, I'm the same way. I don't watch it if we lost unless I absolutely have to, which is what's happened with the show. Now, Lackawanna is something that's become a pipeline school for WVU. So that's cool that your son's up there playing where so many Mountaineers have played before.
Yeah, obviously we lived there when he was a kid. That would obviously be a dream come true for all of us. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, they've talked to him here recently, not West Virginia, but the coaches at Lackawanna talked to him recently. You know, he's moved up the depth chart pretty well. He's number two behind the guy that was there last spring. So, you know, he got to play a little bit in that first game. So the hope is that he'll be there the least amount of time he has to be to go somewhere else. I mean, he's an academic qualifier, so he could leave at any point in time depending on if somebody wants him or not. So we'll see what happens.
That's awesome. Now, speaking of people who qualify, Don Nealon qualifies as the greatest coach in the history of West Virginia University football. Do you see any similarities?
Bill Stewart,
a lot of people would put Bill Stewart up there as well. But without question, Don Nealon is the architect who created what we now know as West Virginia University football. The question that I have for you, Coach, is – or Coach, Chad, is
– Doctor.
Doctor.
Truth be told, you just call me Coach. That would be – actually, I feel more comfortable in that skin, to be honest with you.
You like Coach better. We'll go with Coach. What similarities do you see between Neil Brown and Don Nealon?
I see a guy that seems like he's very well prepared. You know, he knows himself, and he's kind of tailoring what he's doing based on the personnel he has. You think about Coach Nealon, what he did. You know, he came in, he was a Bo Schembechler guy, and we went from the I formation to where at the end with Bulger, we were four wide and doing some different things and, you know, kind of transitioning, ran the option with Major. You know, he understands these players and what they do well. And I tell you what, after that Missouri game, I thought, oh my gosh, are we going to win another ball game? And then I thought, well, maybe Kansas on the schedule, we got a chance there. And then Friday night after games, we go eat at B-Dubs as a coaching staff at Blacksburg. I walk into the Blacksburg B-Dubs, and Kansas is winning 49-28. I thought, oh, God, are we going to win another game? And then to come out and do what he did this past week with those kids that, you know, some of them, obviously he recruited. Some of them he did not recruit. But to take those guys and mold them into a team after really – having a bad performance the last week, to get him to buy in and keep going. I think it just says a lot about him as a person and getting those guys to believe in what they're doing. You know, I think about my buddy Newberry, who coached me, and he's like my big brother. We have lunch together, have an office over in Giles County, Virginia. We eat lunch together once a week when I work over there. Just seeing, you know, I know how he feels about Coach Nealon, and seeing how the similarities between the two and how they kind of brought that program back. He was in Neal's first recruiting class, and, you know, he played as a true freshman. To have all those freshmen playing and getting them prepared. And, you know, some people say, well, you play a lot of freshmen, well, then, you know, you can expect to have a bad year. But, you know, he hasn't bought into that. He's like, no, we're going to get these guys ready. And just from week two to week three, how much better those guys played, I think speaks a lot about the type of coach he is and how those players believe in him.
We love it. We love it the same way it sounds like you do. One of the things that I'm curious about, being a guy from West Virginia, then playing at West Virginia, what do you think about Coach Brown's emphasis on recruiting the state in-state prospects?
Well, I mean, obviously, if we got guys that can play, we want them wearing blue and gold. And that would be that would be ideal. I mean, we would love for them not to go anywhere. And keep them within our borders, I think that'd be a great thing we can do, because, you know, recently there's been a lot of talent in the state. You know, and you look at, just look at the school, look down in Bluefield right now. I mean, there's like four or five guys down there that can, yeah, that can play and help us. You look at, you know, I live here in Blacksburg, and there's a kid, I think, I don't know if he's playing some, I think there, he may, the kid from outside of Huntington, that was supposed to go to Ohio State, I think he's playing here at Virginia Tech now, and the kid at Tennessee, so.
Doug Nestor.
You know, there's been a, yes, there's a lot of great players in the state right now. It'd be nice if we can keep them, and I think that's how you build your program. You know, you have some pride in wanting to be, you know, you're from the state and you want to play for the state. And I think that's, you know, that's how you build your program, by keeping all your in-state talent.
Absolutely. Lock down the border. That's what they said they're going to do. Hopefully they do that. We've let a lot, I mean, at least offensive line, offensive side of the ball, we've let some talent get out of the state. Now, last game.
Defensively,
we saw some talent. We saw Kerry Martin Jr. We saw
Dante Stills.
Dante, Darius, Donahue. I mean, yeah. There's a bunch of people over there. But here's the thing. Coach Johnson, you're from outside the state. I've heard you mention, you're living outside the state right now.
Yes.
You currently are living in one of the two most disgusting cities that I know of, Blacksburg. In the world is that during game day? Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. Like, this past week, I went with my friends about 7:30, helped them set up their tailgate. I tailgated till about 1 or so. Their game had already started. And then I rode back home, watched the rest of the West Virginia game and the Lackawanna game, and I'll try to do that several times throughout the year. So I will say this. I'll go to one or two games a year. It's the most refreshing thing to do, to go, and if they win, well, let's be honest, if they win, I do care. I don't want them to win. But if they win or lose, it doesn't bother me that much one way or the other. I can just go and enjoy college football.
Wait. Who did they lose to last year? ODU? Old Dominion. Yes. Oh, that had to be such a great time last year when DT lost to ODU.
I try not to rub it in, because, you know, we always seem to trip somewhere along the line. And if I say something,
and you like people's
totally
money,
yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, a few years ago when we lost to who was it? Stephen F. Austin in the tournament. We were laughing. We were all watching the game together. I was giving them a hard time about being in the NIT, and then we lost in the first round. So from that point on, I just never give them a hard time, because it's the kiss of death of the Mountaineers for me if I do that.
Hey, look, if you ever need some backup, RVK is there.
Yeah, we got you.
Just give us a phone call. We are there. Look, we go to battle on Twitter. We go to battle in real life. Let us know, son.
YouTube. All right. Nonviolent, of course.
Unless it turns. No, anyway.
Are you ready for rapid
fire? No, it's not rapid fire. I have one last question to ask you. And this is a question that I don't say it's important to me, but. So I was born in 86. My first Super Bowl I remember is 1991. The Buffalo Giants game, the field goal wide right, or was it wide left? I don't know. But either way, the Giants won. The next thing that I remember, sporting event, 1993, I remember the Miami game early in the year, but I remember the first bowl game I remember is against Florida. We lose 41-7. You're a freshman on the squad. I remember hearing after that all kinds of excuses. Oh, West Virginia was this. West Virginia was that. They went out and partied too hard. I need a real answer from you. Why did we lose to Florida? Did we party too hard, or were they just a better team?
I don't think it was that. I mean, God, we went to school in Morgantown. So, you know, really, I don't think it was that. I think there was probably some disappointment on the part of the players not getting opportunity to play in the national championship game. You know, the official one at that time, because it was not a BCS. So, you know, if you remember all the things that happened, the only two undefeated teams were us and Nebraska, and we didn't get an opportunity to play. And yeah, we came out pretty good out of the gates, and then
that was one play.
Yeah,
Sean Vanderpool.
I remember that play because I thought, oh my goodness, we're gonna win. I was seven. I was like, ah,
yeah. And then they had a drive that we extended their drive with a couple of penalties, like back to back. I think we gave them like 30 yards in penalties. And it kind of woke up the sleeping Giants. I mean, you think about that Florida team. I mean, it's littered with lots of guys that played in the NFL. So, I mean, I think from a talent standpoint, they were probably a better team than we were at that point in time, just talent alone. And we kind of woke that talent up at one point in time. But it's, you know, I don't know. I was a freshman. I probably maybe not the best authority on whether that was the case of those guys getting prepared. But that group of guys, I mean, they certainly that year put it all together. We had all the string of luck that we could have. We played, I thought, to the best of our ability multiple times on that season. And just whatever happened, it was just one of those nights where things didn't go our way. But that was a really talented Florida team. I mean, you think about it, their two quarterbacks were Dean and Morphle. Those receivers, all those guys were top draft picks. Eric Redd, I think, was a running back.
I can't even take his name.
What's that?
I can't even take hearing Eric Redd's name.
Yes, I know. I mean, it just, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, just starts snowballing. It just happens. And then I think when you put it with the fact that our chance of even a split national championship is going away, I think it's just one of those things just snowballed for us. And that, you know, that's just what happened. I didn't expect to play that ball game. I got four plays at the very end. So, but it was, it was definitely
freshman gets it. Either it's going really well or really terrible.
So what you're telling me is that you're not one of the guys who was allegedly carrying Jake Keltner down Bourbon Street. That's what you're telling us.
No, I was not.
All right.
Is that story true?
Not to my knowledge.
All right. We like that answer.
We're going to do rapid fire now. I also hate Beefy, and he's going to do it. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Lion King or Toy Story?
Lion King. I've seen all three of them. You know, cartoon, new movie, and I've seen the play in Broadway.
Hey, good answer. Brandon picks the other one. Me and you on the right team.
Best flavor of Pop-Tart?
A&W root beer.
Pop-Tart?
Yes.
Nice try.
I've never heard of A&W root beer Pop-Tart.
Yeah, my wife finds some weird stuff in Target.
All right, that's a new one. That's the first time we ever got that.
That's the first and only time we'll ever hear that.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Best fast food French fry?
Excuse me?
The best fast food French fry?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay. I don't know. Okay, we'll take it. I need my French fries on Sundays, but okay.
LeBron or Jordan?
Jordan.
Does ketchup go on hot dogs?
I don't like ketchup at all, so no.
Oh, wow.
And here we go. The granddaddy of them all. Set me up, B.
Jeremy, ask the final question.
Chad, all right. Dr. Johnson, Coach Johnson, I need you to be 100% real with me.
Yes.
Do you pee in swimming pools?
Swimming pools, no.
Good answer.
What body of water do you pee in?
Well, you know, I might sit on the ocean all day. I sit on the beach all day at the ocean and drink beer. I'm not going back to the room.
Hey, preach. Preach. Okay.
There's a lot worse in the ocean.
That's exactly right.
Well, Dr. Johnston, we thank you so much for joining us today. You answered all the questions expertly. You gave us some great insight into times past. You gave us some good insight into what's going on currently. And we wish you nothing but the best.
Last question real quick. Anybody beating the Patriots? You honestly, real talk, we're just talking. Anybody beating the Patriots this year?
I mean, barring no injuries, I don't know if anybody can beat the Patriots. I mean, golly, that guy just keeps going and going, and it doesn't matter who's around him. And now you actually have, I mean, arguably the best weapons around him since Randy Moss was there. I mean, you see what he did when he had Randy there.
Amen. Randy be Randy.
Well, now that we got that in, we thank you again for your time for the RVK Gold and Blue interview. We look forward to having you in the future, and we look forward to nothing but the best for you and your family.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, and we thank you guys for listening to the Raspy Voice Kids. Please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. It helps us to learn, to grow, helps people to learn about who we are, and we just like talking, so we hope you like listening.
Network. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.